Today, I'm joined by Lucy Siegel on Radio Jackie, who is an environmental journalist. There's a festival happening in Thamesdale, a Nature and Climate Festival. Is this a new festival? And can you tell us what it's all about?
Yes, this is a brand new festival. It's come about because a few of us felt that we would like to speak about it more. And we know how much residents here love the great outdoors and they love nature and we're on the river. So it's for everyone who cares about the planet. And we've got a packed programme that we've put together that we've sort of curated, 30 plus events starting on the Friday evening, running right through to the Sunday evening, and loads and loads of different things. And almost all of them are free.
Sounds brilliant. Can you tell me, what is the aim of the festival? What are you hoping to come out of this?
Well, we're really hoping that people become more confident that they can protect the planet and that they can do something to help, because we have a lot of bad news. We hear a lot of bad news these days. We've got four themes. We've got rivers and oceans, rewilding, sustainable living, and the circular economy. So, you know, making more out of the resources that we use. And we've got workshops, we've got experts, tips, storytellers, a whale bath, which I'll explain to you, musical performances. And it's all about making people feel really inspired, but also giving them confidence that they can also be involved.
Why do you think it's important to host a festival around nature and climate change, given, you know, everything that's going on in the world at the moment as well?
Because a lot of what we're talking about is also will help you to save money, to save resources. We get so much bad news about extreme weather events, floods, droughts, wildfires. Some of us have seen and experienced these things firsthand, and you can feel a bit helpless. So it's really important to help people feel confident and positive that we can make real change. And remember, we're on the banks of the Thames here, and we have a lovely park environment opposite at Hampton Court. We've got lots of green space around, and we really want to know how we can protect it and conserve it and look after our wildlife, because our wildlife are very much part of our population in Thamesdale and then Western Green as well.
So you mentioned there are four themes of the festival. So that's rivers and oceans, rewilding, sustainable living, and the circular economy. And you also mentioned a whale bath. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, I'm so excited about the whale bath. So we have a finale on the Sunday night, and it's 6:30 p.m. at the Vera Fletcher Hall. And it's basically sounds of the planet and sounds of plants and other creatures that we don't normally hear. So we're starting with Alice Boyd, who is the Eden Project in Cornwall. She is the composer in residence, and she's performing a short piece called The Understory, and it's songs from plants in the rainforest. Then we hear from Tom Mustill, who is a natural history expert. He's worked with the likes of David Attenborough, Greta Thunberg, and he's just written a book called How to Speak Whale. And 7 years ago, he was whale watching in Monterey Bay in California, and a whale breached and landed on his kayak and almost killed him. And he became obsessed with this whale, where it was going, what it was trying to tell him, why that incident happened. So he basically tracked the whale, and he's been working with artificial intelligence experts and all sorts of scientists to understand whale songs. So we know that whales communicate and that they, you know, have individual songs that they sing. And he has basically got lots of recordings of those, and he explains them in his new book. And the way that he's going to explain them on stage is a whale bath. So the whole venue will be filled with rumbling whale sounds from the deep of the ocean. And you'll be able to sense what the whale is trying to say. And he will explain the latest science around how we think that cetaceans communicate from the depths of the ocean. I have seen it already, and it is an incredible event. And I would urge you to come along if you are interested in anything to do with the planet, and especially whales. And who's not interested in whales?
Oh, I know I am. That sounds absolutely brilliant. So it's on from Friday till Sunday. Is that correct?
It is, yes. So we've got 30 plus events. We've got so many different events.
But I was going to ask you, I know you've kind of touched on it briefly already, but what can people expect from the festival?
You can expect everything and the unexpected, but you can come along and you can hear from top class world experts. We've got people like Rowan Hooper, who's from The New Scientist, and he'll be doing a session on how, if we had $1 trillion, how would we solve climate change and protect nature? That will be a really fun session. He's going to talk to a presenter called Lisa Francesca Nand, who's also brilliant. We've got Safia Mini, who's a fashion expert on stage at the Vera Fletcher Hall. We have writing workshops, nature writing workshops with Katie Randerson in the library. In the community centre, we've got a solar panel workshop. We'll have people learning to make solar panels and battery storage themselves. We have got Men in Sheds doing a demonstration of how to build a bird box. We've got a compost expert, Joy, who's going to tell us about the joy of compost. And we've got sustainable fashion experts coming to talk us through secondhand September. So if you've got any garments that you sort of love and you don't want to throw out, but you're not quite sure how to style them, bring them along, because we've got an amazing Surrey stylist, Vic Binns, who is founder of The Co-Edit, and she's going to be on hand to help you. And we also have Bella Gonsharovitz, who I call her the allotment fashionista. So she grows material to make garments, and she dyes all her fabrics with natural dyes like onions that she's grown in her garden, and they look fantastic. She's so clever. So we've basically got all these really, really clever people, and you can ask them questions and you can get a little bit of their knowledge for yourself. And I think that's really what the weekend is all about. I haven't even touched on all of the brilliant things that are happening. Oh, I should also say that we've got Hugo Tagholm coming live and direct from Cornwall, and he is the head of Surfers Against Sewage, which was one of the main marine conservation bodies, charities in the UK. And he's coming here, he's going to tell us all about water quality and also how you can campaign for your rivers and your natural environment, because he's a really successful campaigner. So all sorts of things, really.
Well, I guess I should have asked you, what haven't you got? Because it sounds like you've got loads of amazing stuff planned. So for people who are interested in coming down, I guess the big question is, where is it happening? Is it a ticketed event, and is there parking? And
yeah, it's really well organised, not by me, by my friend Jill, who's just super, super organised. So there's lots of parking, and it's in Thames Ditton, and we have events at the community centre where there is a car park there, and there's one nearby as well. On the Saturday, there's a farmers market, which we are also working alongside, which is great. So you won't be able to park there until Saturday afternoon, but there's lots of other places. We're near the station as well. Thames Ditton Station is just a short walk, and we've also got events at the Vera Fletcher Hall, which is our village hall, which is a lovely space, the community centre, the library. We've got a green gym at 9:30 a.m. on Giggs Hill Green, which is taken by our local fitness expert Liam Grimley from Elevate Sport, and that's going to be fantastic as well. And we also have something at Squire's Garden Centre where you can book online. It's free, but you just need to reserve a space, and there is an expert there and a demonstration of how to make a wildlife pond. So we've got all of these different venues all taking part. Everything, you'll see posters everywhere. There'll be lots of volunteers who will point you in the right direction. We've got a programme that we've printed, and you can get all the information online at the Residents Association website as well. And we have a QR code, which is not much use to you because this is on the radio. But you can find out all the information. Lots of the events, most of the events, you can just turn up. There are a few that we've asked if you could reserve a space so we know how many people are coming, which just helps us out. But all the information is on the website.
Excellent. And what would you say to people to encourage them to come down and join the fun?
You know what? It's just going to be so much fun. And I really think that you will be surprised by some of the things you will find out. And I also think for young people too, because so many of our kids and our grandkids will really be going into jobs where sustainability will be a component. And if they've got any sort of interest in wildlife photography, filmmaking, storytelling, writing, bring them down, because I think they will really value seeing some of the experts who are fun as well and meeting some of them. We basically asked a load of people, a load of contacts, if they would come to this festival, and pretty much they all said yes. And I don't know when we will have this wealth of green talent in front of us again. So please, please come along. And I should also, if you don't mind, I'd love to do a shout out for our local independent bookshop, Megan in Denny's Bookstore in Thames Ditton, who's supporting us because lots of authors are coming, and you can also buy their book and get your book signed as well, which will be lovely, something to keep. And we've also got an amazing raffle. I've seen some of the prizes, and I would like to win myself, but I won't enter because I don't think that's very ethical.
Right, final question. People can add their own pledge for the planet to the pledge tree in the Thames Ditton Community Centre. What does this mean?
So a pledge tree is just a sort of lovely symbol, really. I think we've drawn a big tree, and you can add a note of something that you are going to do for the planet. Now, you can come along with something in mind. You might have your own thing that you really want to action, whether it's, you know, rewilding a space, planting a wildflower meadow next year, growing your own food or more of your own food. You might already know what you want to do, or you might come with a completely open mind, go to a couple of our events, and then think of something that you would like to pledge. And it's just really about how we turn all of this talk into action. And these pledges are our way of not just doing this for the weekend, but taking it forward, because every day is a day when you can do something to protect the planet.
I'm really interested in the whale bath, actually. That sounds incredible.
Do you know what? The whale bath is really, really cool. And I have honestly, I have been working on these issues for about 20 years. That's how old I am, honestly. And I have never been to an event like it. I went to the book launch the other night, and I've worked with Tom. We do a podcast together, but I didn't know that he was planning this whale bath thing. And honestly, because we've hired in special speakers called subwoofers, apparently, which was news to me, but because you can feel the vibrations as well, it just makes you feel like you are communicating on a slightly different level. And who ever gets to hear a song from a whale? The whale bath is happening at the Vera Fletcher Hall from 6:30. So it's a double performance. You've got Alice Boyd first, who's a really cool young composer from the Eden Project. And she's going to perform a piece that's based around songs from plants and rainforest. And then we've got a short interview with Tom Mustill, who's just got this new book out, How to Speak Whale, because you've got to hear his story. It's incredible how he got into this. And then he'll give us a lesson about how whales communicate, but it will be a lesson like you've never had before, because you're going to experience it through a whale bath. For the whale bath, it would be great if you can go online and you can just tell us if you're coming along, but you don't have to pay or anything. But just because we've got obviously maximum capacity, we would like you to go along and reserve a space. And you can go to www.residence-association.com, and you will see the full timetable. You just scroll down right to the end if you want to go to the whale bath and just reserve your spot. That would be lovely.